40 metres high. Emergency services have been urging people to stay away from the area. The Prime Minister is being pressed to call an urgent Cobra meeting after a tornado hit part of Greater Manchester. The Lib Dems say hundreds of lives have been thrown into chaos by the storm in Stalybridge last night. Around 100 homes have been evacuated, with some missing roofs. Dominic Halpin is there and says it was 30 seconds of mayhem.
And then it was just debris everywhere. You know, roof tiles and parts of sides of the buildings had just crashed down onto cars, and then everybody was on the streets in pyjamas, just wondering what was going on.
Elsewhere, thousands of properties in Scotland are still without power after Storm Gerrit. A 16-year-old boy is due in court charged with murdering a woman in South London on Christmas Eve. Katie Clark, who was 22, was stabbed at a block of flats in Bermondsey. A senior Labour front bencher has claimed it's the worst-kept secret in Parliament that the Tories are plotting a spring election. Yesterday it was announced the budget will be on March the 6th, and Emily Thornberry claims that backs her theory of a May vote. Our chief political correspondent, John Craig, says Labour are impatient because they have a big lead in the polls.
They want an election as soon as possible. The other game Labour is playing here is that by going on and on about the Tories preparing for a May election, when it doesn't happen, of course, they will say, ah, Rishi Sunak's bottled it.
Scientists say a new winter jab for babies could ease pressure on the NHS by significantly cutting hospital admissions. The viral infection RSV affects 90% of children before they turn two. And Holly Willoughby will be back on TV next month. She's returning to present Dancing on Ice with new co-host Stephen Mulhern. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
Cheers, Nick.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll see any remaining clouds and showers move off to the east. It will then be drier overnight with clear spells developing. Winds will diminish a little but will stay breezy. Now, tomorrow we'll see a largely brighter day, albeit breezy for many of us. The odd light shower or spell of rain may move in from the north and west during the day, though.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Treat for you tonight. I'm gonna call my friend Ali up here to sing to you ladies. Ali! Let's go, man.
My name is Ali, nice to meet you. Can I tell you, baby? Look around, there's a whole lot of pretty ladies, but none like you. You shine so bright. Yeah. I was wondering if you and me could spend a minute on the floor up close, getting lost in it. I won't give up.
Olly Murs, Dance With Me Tonight. I'm Joe Bailey here on Phoenix FM Drive with my guest again today is Michelle Spencer. Hello.
Hello, hello.
So we've got your best bits today, haven't we?
I always have my best bits.
Yes, so with your best bits, we'll have in some more of your best bits after sort of around 4:30. But before that as well, we've still got coming up, you know I love my 4 at 4:30. So this year we have got a brilliant chart from this day, but what year? I'm not going to let you know, Michelle, either, so you've got to guess it. So that's coming up at 4:30, and all I want you to do at home is guess the year. It's as simple as that. And if you do want me to know just how smart you are, you can get hold of me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can get hold of my socials at Joe Bailey Music, or Twitter at Joe Bailey Music 1. It's as easy as that. But you can just relish in the thought that you know the answer. So yeah, just a bit of fun. So all that is coming up, and of course I've been giving you, do you know what, it's been ages since I've done this. I used to do this on a Sunday evening when I was here. I used to do Who Is the Celebrity.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I could never find a decent name for it, to be fair. Maybe you can think of one. So I give out clues throughout the show, and then whenever it's ready I just say, oh, and the answer is, it's as simple as that. It could be anyone. Celebrity, can be a singer songwriter it could be an artist, literally a painter, whatever, you know. Not local Mark down the road, you know, who does all the painting for us now. But it could be anyone like that. So the first clue was a woman born in 1934
on this day.
On this day, yes. Yeah. Clue two is, that was supposed to be a drum roll, but then wasn't it?
I thought that was the clue. I was like, all right, got me.
It was a cat. Yeah. Number two is born in Ilford, East London.
Ooh.
I know. So we'll have more clues throughout the day as well. Now, I know, Michelle, you just can't get enough of this show, can you, Michelle? Just like Depeche Mode.
Oh, I love this song. I see this with everything.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're going to dance then, Michelle?
I am. I'm okay. Dancing. I'm chair dancing already.
Oh, dancing away in the studio there. In my chair. Michelle, you was off out dancing out, but you're so sparkly.
If you'd put a spotlight on me, I could have been the disco ball.
You could, couldn't you? No, you yeah. Damn wife, the boss is listening in. She's not going to be hanging from the ceiling.
No, it's not that kind of show.
It's definitely not.
It's too early.
So anyway, so you've got a request, haven't you?
I do. First, are we doing...
Yeah, your
Stereophonics. I have a few requests here.
Yeah.
So Stereophonics for Helen Collins, Handbags and Glad Rags.
Good choice.
See a blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side. Ever see a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a bride? Yeah.
I love that one, didn't you? Oh, hang on.
Not even on.
I have turned you up again now. I know, you've even brought your own headphones in today.
Very professional. Very professional.
You know, more professional than I do. Mind you, anybody can look more professional.
I shouldn't laugh so much because then people must wonder what's going on behind the scenes.
I know.
The boss, if he's listening in.
Yeah, it's probably not, thank goodness. No. Yeah. Happy Christmas if you are, Paul. Yes. So, listen, we've got the ads coming up, and then you've got another. I'm going to play another request because you've got another one, haven't you?
Yeah. So, this one's for me.
Oh, is that for you? I love this song.
This honestly, the reason I love this song, A, it reminds me of, there's a funny story behind it, but. Yeah. Of when I met my best friend in uni, the first time we kind of went out. But I was just saying to you, it's really hard to do karaoke to it. It requires a lot of lung capacity.
Aww.
And it makes you appreciate the song even more.
So what's coming up after the ads?
So, Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round.
All right, be up soon.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Penny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah.
Did that make you happy now?
I love that song. Honestly, every time it plays, I dance.
It really was as well. You're still smiling. You get really happy now, aren't you? That is a brilliant track, though, isn't it? Yeah, I still love Pete Burns.
And it never gets old. Never.
No. No, you can release it now, and I think it'd still do well, to be fair. Yeah, absolutely. Your kid's into all that sort of music as well, aren't they?
Yeah, my daughter is, yeah. I made her day, actually, Christmas Eve, I was looking through the sideboard for my cocktail shaker, and it was Barry. But I found, that's it. But because you know when you know you have something and you just don't know where it is. But I found like 100 CDs in there, and of course we don't have a CD player anymore, but she does. Oh. So I picked some out and I brought them out. You've never seen a kid get out of bed so fast. She's like, "What? What? I can have these?" Oh. She went running downstairs, digging through them. It was like, you know, sorted right there, gift sorted. All these old CDs we had just laying around. And she's been like, you don't even need headphones. We're quite happy to listen to your music on loud if you want to leave it. Yeah, she's into CDs now.
It's all coming back again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every form. I've even seen the old tapes coming back as well.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I wonder if mine's still probably in the loft. They've all disintegrated by now.
Well, we asked my dad if he had all my vinyls still. Yeah. And he's like, no, I got rid of them. I'm like, Dad, some of those were worth money. He goes, but they were open. I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I love that. I know. If only we'd have kept all the stuff back then, yeah. Anyway, Michelle, here's a random question for you.
Random.
Because I haven't done one today, because I always do like useless facts. And do you like teddy bears?
I love teddy bears. Who doesn't? There's something wrong with you if you don't like teddy bears.
I know, right? There's a lot of people don't own up to it, though, and I can understand why. But a lot of people love to sleep with their teddies. Yeah. They're laughing their childhood teddies and stuff like that. Anyway, do you know what Winnie the Pooh's real name is?
I do.
Oh, don't tell me then.
I do.
Wait then, I'll tell you what, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to play Mariah Carey, then we're going to travel, and then I'm going to let you know.
I know this random fact.
I love it. This is how we get on. You might be wrong though. Ooh. Anyway, it's my Mariah Carey.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, it's delays on the M25 anti-clockwise at the Dartford Tunnels. The travel time there is around 10 minutes. Queuing traffic and two lanes are closed due to an accident on the M25 anti-clockwise from Junction 24, Stag Hill, that's Potter's Bar, to Junction 23, that's South Mimms. Queuing traffic on Main Road eastbound at A12, Gallows Corner, and temporary traffic lights due to burst water main on Clockhouse Lane, both ways at John Road and Furbank Road. And in Colchester, Culver Street West closed due to pedestrianised zone between Head Street and Trinity Square, and one lane closed due to emergency gas repairs on the A12 northbound before Devers Street, or is it Devers Street? Well, it's 12 Trees Crescent, so expect delays near there. Now, the rail is looking okay, but if you're travelling further afield than locally, then please do check your travel provider. But let's head over to the Tube for you. Now, there's no service on the Bakerloo line between Stonebridge and Harrow and Wilston. There's minor delays on the Central line. There's no service on the District line between Earls Court and Kensington Olympia. Underground station is closed on Northern line at Kentish Town, and trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line eastbound at South Ealing. And finally, there's no service on the DLR between Bank and Poplar, and between Tower Gateway and Poplar, and between Bank and Canary Wharf, all due to engineering works. And there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now, we're back here on Phoenix FM with Michelle Spencer as well. And now, I've got four songs come up, Michelle, and they're all from the same year. Yeah, but just got to guess what the year is. But before that, before the travel, or actually before Mariah Carey, can't remember, it seems so long ago already, I told you a little, like, silly little fact that I do love to share. And the question was, what is Winnie the Pooh's real name? Now, what do you think it is?
Well, I cheated a bit, but I said, so I'm just going to preface this. Anyone who's Canadian listening to this and grew up in Canada will remember this. So we have the Canadian version of the BBC there called the CBC. And not that this is where we learn our culture and our history from, but they run these little things like 2-minute, what they call vignettes, and it's a bit of Canadian culture and Canadian history. And so one of them was about Winnie the Pooh, and it just sticks in my mind. So Winnie the Pooh was an actual bear, apparently here in the London Zoo, but he came over from Canada, or he was purchased by a Canadian regiment in the First World War. Mm. And the real bear's name was Edward, but they nicknamed him Winnipeg after the hometown of where this regiment was from. Winnipeg is a capital city in one of our provinces of Manitoba. So they shortened it from Winnipeg to Winnie.
Because all I've got here is Edward Bear. So Edward would have been sufficed. No, I really love that. I love that.
So there's
that.
The Canadian connection there.
Yeah, and I really genuinely didn't pick that up because of the Canadian. It was just something random that I was aware of.
I tell you, my head is full of random facts. I am so good at quizzes. It's
again,
silly.
Another reason
it's
why.
Silly.
Get on. Right. So what we're doing now, we're going to play four songs in a row. Now, on this day, back in the day of a certain year and a certain decade, I won't give any clues out, were four brilliant songs from the top 20. First one being number 7 on this day was Naina Cherry, The Buffalo's Dance.
Buffalo.
I'm about it.
Woo! Yeah!
Ooh!
DJ! Who's that gigolo? With his hands in his pockets and his crocodile feet hanging off the curb, looking on the surf as the boys come home. They all came running, they were making noise, man, hammering toys. That's the girls on the block with the nasty curls, wearing padded bras, sucking beer through straws, dropping down their drawers. Where did you get yours?
Gigolo,
huh? Sucker,
gigolo.
breeze walks through and there's a rumble in your teeth. But you have to have style, get a go-to smile. Put a girl on the corner so you can make a pile. Committed a crime and went inside. It was coming your way, but you had to survive. When you lost your babe, you lost the race. Now you're looking at me to take her place.
Who's looking good today?
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Tonight the rain is falling.
Obviously, but some of the songs from the top 20 of a certain year on this day. This was the top of the chart. Unbelievable, right? And Michelle's like, you're playing a Christmas song. Oh, yeah. Did you like that one?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it wasn't bad, but I was, why are we still playing Christmas?
People ask, they're the Christmassy-ish song. Like you say, it's Twixmas, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start over that and say that a lot more. Although I do fancy a Twix. I can't eat Twixes anyway, so that's all right. So we had Naomi Cherry that was number 7 on this year, to be fair. Then we had Fry High as well, also in the top 20. And now we're going to the top 6. Have you any idea? Don't say what you think it is, but have you any idea yet?
No, I have an idea, but your music was also a little bit ahead of Canadian music at the time.
Oh, sure, yeah, we was always ahead of you.
Still
a little bit ahead of you now, but that's a different story. Right. So you've got Inner City coming up, Good Life, that is a tune, right? Did you have that in Canada?
If I listened to it, I might recognize it.
Yeah, and Bananarama, were they big in
Canada? They were huge. Yeah? They were huge, yeah.
Oh, still are then. Yeah. So, and Nathan Jones is coming up as well, so it's the last two from that year, but do you know the year? It's a tune.
I know you wanna go. It's a good life. Hey, 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 yeah. I don't wanna stand around and beg you. Just don't say no. No, 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 no. I have got a feeling that you're gonna like it. What I'm doing to you. And I'm doing what I'm doing. I'll be doing what you want me to do.
So that was Good Life. Inner City here on Phoenix FM at 4:46 on Thursday the 28th of December 2023. Unbelievable, right? Did you know it's the 362nd day of the year, Michelle?
Is it?
It is.
I should know that.
As also, it's a special national days today as well. It's Call a Friend Day. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Well, you need to call a friend. And there's National Card Playing Day. I do love a game of cards.
Oh, yeah.
And National Chocolate Day. Oh, well, we're doing well with that.
We're doing with that. What's your favourite card game?
Oh, I'd like just the basic ones. Sometimes.
Like gin?
Yeah.
Gin rummy. Yeah. Well, I mean, not
I
just
like
a drink,
both
but
gins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Gin with the gin.
Isn't yeah,
perfect?
Yeah.
Gin.
I tried to teach the kids that the other year when we were at the caravan. Yeah.
Gin rummy. Do love that.
Love it. Yeah. My godmother taught me how to play that when I was younger.
So. I think it was always kind of the aunts or something that would teach
them. Yeah. That's right. It. And then uni, we would play with friends. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love that. Anyway, listen, back to the chart. We've got one more coming up. We've got Bananarama with Nathan Jones. And that was number 24 in the charts on this day in a certain year. And I will let you know after the ads.
In the dead of the night where shadows dance and the unknown lurk, there lies a world beyond the veil of reality. Welcome to the Midnight Dreary Podcast, where we explore paranormal phenomena, dissect bone-chilling horror movies and scary video games, and unravel age-old ghost stories that still haunt our dreams. We're looking for listeners who want to join us on a journey to explore all things spooky, so subscribe to the Midnight Dreary Podcast now, available on all major podcasting platforms.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777-6009-239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222-932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
You said you had to get away.
the Bananarama and Nathan Jones finished off our four at 4:30-ish. So it was the chart on this day in a certain year. Michelle, you got it right, didn't you? What was it?
We said 1988.
Yes, 1988, yes. Mistletoe and Wine was number one, Especially for You was number two. I was going to play that. Crackers International was three. And it was such a popular year for Neighbours back in the day that suddenly with Angry Anderson was there at number four. Because that's when Kylie and Jason got married on the show.
Oh.
And they went up the aisle and it was Angry Anderson singing Suddenly and all that. I can't do it.
Angry Anderson. Was he singing angrily?
No, he wasn't though. He just had a really gruffly voice. Anyway, I digress. Michelle, we've got another one of your best bits now, haven't we?
Yeah.
I still haven't got the drum roll. Saw it gone. Yeah.
There we go. So number four. In at number four was episode number six. And in that one, that was around summer solstice. Sorry, the words slipped my mind. Summer solstice. And we talked about how to keep cool in the heat. And we did some cooling breath.
I remember that.
Not that we need cooling breath. It's actually quite mild out now. Anyways.
It feels more like September than December to prepare.
And with the wind, So, again, with the cooling breath, we imagined we had a straw in our mouth. And you can imagine, actually, this is, I'm sure you don't need to imagine at this time of the year, straw in the mouth. And whatever beverage you have in the glass, you're not necessarily drinking out of the glass, but straw in the mouth, and you're going to breathe air in through the straw. So you've got the straw in the mouth, and you inhale. Hold it for a breath, a beat or two, and then exhale through the nose. And then just repeat that. So breathing in. Exhaling through the nose. So that was number four of our best episodes, or top episodes.
It's a good way to relax as well. Right?
It really is.
And the thing is, like we always talk about when we do these breathy exercises, that not a lot of people have asthma or anything like that. And that, so it's just doing it at your own pace, even if it's for a fraction of a second.
Exactly.
You're still joining in. You don't have to do it for as... I can't do it for as long as Michelle. She holds it for about a minute.
it's all that karaoke singing.
Yeah. It's a difficult song to sing, that was. But it's just about doing what you can do, basically. And a majority of your exercises as well that you've done, you can also do them sitting down.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And that's the beautiful thing about it. Right, so you've got another request now, though, haven't you?
I do. From Suzanne Honeyman, I have ABBA, Thank You for the Music.
Okay.
Cool. You got to play it now, Joe.
Yes, where is it? Oh, I couldn't find the music. But thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without the song we dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it.
wanna sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance. Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty. What would it be?
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. Meet some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, so you've got a glimpse of what's coming up tonight. So Madeline will be chatting to UK country duo Silver Spark. She plays brilliant music, Madeline, as well, for 2 hours, 10 till midnight, 8 p.m. We've got Gareth Williams. Yes, I'm working backwards. And we've got the non-league hour with John Chubb, an hour of news from our local non-league football teams. It's a really brilliant show. And we have Darren Mutu, who not only does reggae revival, but he also does 98 Not Out. So if you're into cricket, then you need to listen to the show. He takes over from me from 6 p.m. and he will be chatting tonight to Roland Butcher, and he's the first black person to play cricket for England, and to Essex cricket superfan Dan Hagger. So that's all coming up tonight. I know it's always a busy show. Now, Michelle, you'll be back as well soon, won't you? Yes, Michelle, I think she's...
Will I? Yeah.
We've had too many crisps. Michelle, we've got another couple of tips coming up after 5 o'clock as well today. But here is Guess the Intro, and that'll be taking us up to the news.
Guess the Intro.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.